Some recent opinion polls show most people agree that the climate is changing and that human activity is causing the change. But there's less consensus on whether government should do anything about it or if solutions should be left to individuals or the private sector. University of Michigan political scientist Arthur Lupia says when it comes to getting most people to agree on solutions, scientists and advocacy groups need to do a better job of showing how climate change speaks to the public's hopes or fears.
Many times the climate story isn't told in that way. The climate story is told as something that is happening far away, and its consequences are very abstract or far into the future. And that's never a story where the lay public is going to be very interested.
Lupia says if climate scientists speak to conservative churches or business groups, they have to understand the group's core values, be it a stewardship of creation or a balance sheet. Steve Ackerman is a professor of atmospheric and oceanic sciences at the UW-Madison. He says the scientific community already does some outreach to churches and business organizations.
I do know some scientists, you know, who will go to denial conferences and will talk about climate change. Usually they won't talk about it in terms of climate change, but rather the impact, you know, the economic impacts, the strategic impacts. You know, again, trying to look for that common ground of trying to find out where people are at.
Ackerman and Lupia spoke yesterday at a UW-Madison conference titled Science Writing in the Age of Denial. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.